good morning, or good afternoon, or evening, whenever you're listening. Hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said, for you got a friend in me. This is Randy Newman, You've Got a Friend in Me. I'm delighted every week by whatever, you know, just sort of appears in the path of wanting to be said and what kind of music wants to be played. I really try hard to practice as much as I can just being in the moment with you as if we were just sitting down at a table across from one another. And not that I'd prepared a bunch of things to say, you know, just but more like, hey, you know, here we are, friends, sitting and just creating some space to reflect on some things that are important to us in our lives. And I so appreciate that about you. I really want you to know that you being here with me at this virtual cafe table really means a lot to me. It's a space that, even though we're not, you know, quote unquote, in real life, what do they say, IRL, that still I feel your energy, I feel our connection, and it's important to me. I had my coaching group this week, and one of the things I was saying to them and that we were actually saying together is what a difference it makes when you create a space for something. You know, when you set out intentionally to show up, obviously with someone else or with others, as in the case of a group coaching, but when you set out with that intention to be reflective, to be willing to see what wants to be seen, to give yourself some space. I just think this is so under-talked about most of the time. You know, most of the time, it seems like what our culture recognizes or applauds is that kind of like, go, 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 go. I was so busy, I didn't have time for this. Or gosh, you know, just that kind of like, you know, we're a culture that sort of seems to encourage crazy busyness rather than stopping and pausing. And you, my friend, give me the opportunity to pause and to see what wants to be seen. And I love that. You know, so while I was walking out to the studio this morning to turn on this recorder, something dropped in, and I love that, right? It's like I love when that happens, that it's just like something just dropped in my mind from a conversation I had yesterday. And I want to thank Steve Havil for a conversation that we had. We were really talking about many of you know, the love list that is sort of a cornerstone of my work. It's basically a brainstorm of specific reasons we love someone, how they've impacted our lives, you know, things, memories we love about them. It's not only an amazing gift for someone, it's also a meditative process that calms our nervous system and that brings us to a greater sense of peace and joy as we're making it. And I was meeting with Steve because I am really interested in, ooh, and maybe one of you knows this. This is great. I'm really interested in finding some scientific studies that really show or prove the benefits of this kind of written appreciation, this kind of meditative process of focusing on love over and over again. What I love, what I love, what I love, what I love. Because I really truly believe in these love lists as both a healing practice for the person doing it, and then also both a healing and uplifting gift for the person we give it to. To me, it's just like such a beautiful win-win. And it doesn't cost anything. And I love that piece too. I love that it's a process anybody could do anywhere. And it doesn't really, all you need, you know, I was going to say all you need is a pencil and a paper, but you don't even need that because you could verbally say to someone, hey, you know, I know this is kind of crazy, but I want to tell you three things I just appreciate about you, right? So we don't even need a piece of paper.
Okay, so what I was thinking about, and this is the heart of what I want to say to you right now, is when I was talking to Steve, we somehow, you know, veered off a little bit from the love lists and started talking about, because I think he was telling me a study about conversations that we have with people that are uplifting and the impact of that. You know, we started talking about, he was using the word coherence. So that if I'm with you, kind of like we are now, or at least this is my experience, I hope it's yours. When I'm with you talking about things that are important and things that are honest and, you know, sometimes positive, not always positive, but truthful and generative. You know, when I'm here talking to you about things that help me feel more human and more fully expressed and more sort of just able to feel connected and I feel love for you, that in those conversations, there's an uplift of energy. There's a coherence. And Steve was telling me about that. And in the course of talking about that, he said to me, the phrase, you know, the power of uplifting questions. And when he said that, it just, you know, really touched in for me. Some of you may remember when I was traveling through France and Spain and Portugal a couple months ago, I was just sort of organically started videotaping people, you know, and I would ask them one question: what do you love about your life? And so I was, as soon as Steve said that about uplifting questions, I realized that was such a gift to me that life dropped that in, you know, to start asking people that. Because what happens is when we ask a question that is generative, that is uplifting, that is leading people to something that makes their heart feel good, there, so many things happen. This is what our conversation yesterday, Steve was saying, you know, and I don't have all this at my fingertips, but this is what I'm really interested in, is that certain chemicals get released in our systems, right? That there's, you know, happy chemicals, for lack of any scientific wherewithal at the moment. But so here's where I went with this, is this idea of, if we become more conscious about the questions that we're asking the people in our lives, we can create more of those sort of generative, uplifting, more connecting conversations. And even though I don't have them to share with you right at the moment, that's what Steve was saying, that there's studies to show that those kinds of conversations do really have a big impact on us. Now, for me, that just resonates on just, I don't really even need the science, right? To me, it just makes sense. I know, even this right here, when I'm talking to you, and it's generative, it's creative, it's something that feels like love, I feel better, right? I feel more positive. I feel more like at equilibrium. There's a certain peacefulness. There's a certain uplift in my energy that wasn't there 8 minutes and 46 seconds ago before I started talking to you. So the other thing then that dropped in from this little connect the dot thought process, and I've said this to you before, which is that my boss, Brendan Burchard, who I both work for, but he's also my mentor, he is always saying this phrase, be the person who elevates the relationships in your life. Be the person who elevates the relationships in your life. And what he's saying by that is so much of, you know, what you and I talk about so much. It's about how do we create and nurture deeper relationships? You know, there's so much we can feel and experience and love with the people in our lives. And what he's saying is be intentional about that and be brave enough to be the one to do it. And I want to take a little bit of a tangent for just a sec about that, to say that it does take courage, right? Like it's vulnerable when we open new doors. It's vulnerable when we sort of go deeper whether it's with feelings or exploring things with people, right? There's a vulnerability there, and it can feel like it requires some courage, and I don't want to pretend that it doesn't, but we're the type of people who want that, right? Like, the reason you're probably here is partly because, you know, that's what I'm interested in. I'm always interested in, how do I feel more love? How do I express more love? How do I have even deeper, richer, more meaningful connections, right? Those are the questions that are really interesting to me. And in order to do those things, it does often require, first of all, initiating them. And second of all, like, really being willing to stay with the uncomfortable feelings of pushing against some new boundaries, right? It's comfortable to always stay where we are. You know, it's comfortable to stay in relationship in the way that things have always been, but that may not always be what helps us grow or thrive or feel more, or, to have that burst of energy with somebody. And so I want to say that I know it can be uncomfortable, and I'm asking you to push through that. And I'm asking you, back to the whole idea of the questions we ask people. So when we get on the phone with someone, or maybe we're meeting with someone in person, or we're video call, you know, typically, I think in our culture, at least, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, that might be a common way to open, or hey, what's going on? That kind of question is so open-ended, and a lot of times it might lead someone to do what is a very normal human thing, to scan for something hard or something that's wrong. That's just how our little reptilian brains work. You know, we tend to, not everybody, of course, and not all the time, but then we tend to kind of think like, oh, you know, gosh, you know, I just came from the doctor and da-da-da-da-da, or I'm having a hard time, or my son's having a hard time, or and I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about hard things. No, you know, the last like probably 10 audio notes I've sent you have been about like really being authentic and honest with hard things. But what I'm talking about is initiating our conversations in a way that they lead us to some open-heartedness and some love. And from there, you know, we can talk about anything, but it has kind of a different quality. So I'll give you just one example. Well, the first example is what I said earlier in this note. Like, when I was asking people, what do you love about your life? I instantly saw, like, you could see on people's faces that there had to be a shift in their energy in the moment. And so from there, people would scan for what they loved. You know, we could say to, you know, a friend when we get on a phone, like, hey, you know, what? Tell me something like that really made you feel good today. Tell me something you saw that was beautiful. Tell me something that was really interesting that happened to you today. You know, tell me something that you did that made you feel really good about yourself. Like, to be generative in that way at the start of a conversation, to be the one to sort of elevate the energy, and then from that place, we can talk about anything, but it has, again, it has a different tone. It's almost like it's wrapped in love. It's almost like it's wrapped in, it's wrapped in sort of a different container. I'm not really sure. I haven't thought this through. I'm just talking out loud to you, but I'd really love to hear from you. First of all, like, you know, will you try this, you know, just for fun, like to get on the next time you talk to a friend or you meet them, to be intentional about how you start the conversation, and then just to see what happens from there, you know? And then to also keep an eye on, you know, how does that feel for you? And does the discomfort color everything, you know, so that it feels like, oh, I don't want to do that again. That was really uncomfortable. Or are you able to kind of like be in the discomfort and also let it lift you? You kind of like, I was thinking about this yesterday. I took a new bus to go somewhere and I didn't know what street and I didn't know where I was getting off. And I was thinking, like, there was an anxiousness to it. There was a discomfort because it was new and I was, you know, kind of like, oh, I don't know. Am I going to be able to catch my bus in time? However, I noticed at the same time, there was that uplift of novelty. There was that energy of something new is happening. And it was a really important moment to look at because I realized if I'm only focusing on the anxiety, it's going to seem kind of like a hard experience. But if I'm focusing on like, oh, well, yeah, there's the anxiety, but there's also, there's a novelty. There's a, you know, something fun and new is happening. And I think it's the same way in our conversations with people. We can feel the vulnerability of maybe going someplace a little bit new with someone we love. And at the same time, we can feel kind of that excitement and the growth and the, you know, like really connecting in a new way. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. And I love, oh, let's play a little music before we go. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. I really, truly feel different after talking to you. You got a friend in me. You got trouble. And I got them too. There isn't anything but what we do for you. We stick together to see it through. Cause you. I love that. I love that. You know, we stick together, we see it through. I've got troubles, so do you. And here we are. As Ram Dass said, we're all just walking each other home. And I'm super grateful to you for that. Love you. Bye-bye.